Hello, everybody. Welcome to LettermanRow.com. I am Jeremy Birmingham, and this is Bermanology. Today, we are talking with Ohio State 2022 commitment Carson Hinsman, just days before he puts paper to pen, or pen to paper, however you want to say it, and officially joins the Ohio State football program. Carson has had a kind of a crazy month, and I want to talk to him about that as he gets ready to lock up and end his recruitment. Let's bring Carson on and get to the show. As promised, folks, Carson Hinsman is here, Ohio State 2022 commitment, soon-to-be signee from Wisconsin. It doesn't happen often, Carson, and so let's just start there. I mean, you told me 4 months ago that you never imagined really considering another school other than Wisconsin, and just to kind of freshen people up on that, I guess, what was it ultimately about Ryan Day's program in Ohio State that made you feel like that was the spot you had to be?
I mean, I feel like it was just a culmination of like everything they had going on there. You know, they were so much more than football, which I love. You know, they're about the community. They're about, you know, helping the players and stuff like that. Outside of football with like internship opportunities. You know, they, especially one of the biggest things for me is they obviously they compete, and they compete very well along with like always putting guys in the league, especially on the defensive side, which, you know, to be the best offensive lineman, you got to be the best defensive lineman, which I thought was really important for me. And the ability to go compete for national championship, which I thought was huge. And I really loved the fans and the community fan base when I went down to visit. I think that was one of the biggest things that sold me.
No, I think it's interesting for a kid from Wisconsin. I mean, you've obviously grown up in the Midwest. You've seen a lot of Midwest football. But there's always been this perception of Ohio State that it is just a football factory, I think, outside of Ohio. I think people like to believe that. And what you just said was that, you know, it was more than just football to you. And was that a surprise?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, like, looking back on it, like, I never, ever thought Ohio was going to be the school I go to. I mean, going out on a visit and stuff like that, like, we kind of just went because, man, Ohio is a good school. Like, you know, they're a good football school. Let's go check it out. And went on campus, went on our official visit, and I absolutely loved it. So, I never really thought I'd go in there, but I fell in love with everything. I fell in love with the people mostly, you know, and that's really what I committed to. It's kind of like the people, not the, with everything going on. That's what stuck home for me.
You know, so fast forward to January, it's day one in San Antonio or day two in San Antonio for you. I run into you in the lobby of a hotel and you say, "Hey, by the way, I'm committing to Ohio State today." And I said, "Thank you," because that made my job that much easier. But, you know, you commit on that first day of practices in San Antonio at the All-American Bowl. 2 days later, you learn literally on the field at practice that Greg Studuara was no longer the offensive line coach at Ohio State. Talking to you about it that day, I mean, I could tell you were a little shell-shocked still, but you've had time to digest it. You've gotten to know Justin Fry. What has Justin Fry been like as you've gotten to know him over these last 3 weeks?
You know, he's awesome. I really, really like him. And, you know, like I said, from the beginning, I'm trust Coach Day and his judgment. And, you know, he really pulled it off. I really, really, really like Justin Day coming over and hanging out at the house and, like, showing us some, like, what he's about and, like, what kind of schemes he wants to do and what he wants to do at Ohio State. And, you know, I felt like it was a really good connection there, along with like a good like coaching opportunity, just because he's a younger guy and he kind of knows the ins and outs of what's going on currently, kind of the college world, NFL. So, you know, it was a really good opportunity to like see his perspective along with how he's going to like work with Coach Day, because obviously they worked before together. So I feel like that cohesion is really going to be important.
How important is it, do you think, that he's a guy that has played the offensive line in the Big Ten within the last, you know, 15 years?
You know, really important, because, like, the games are always changing. People are always coming up with new things. And to have that kind of, like, firsthand knowledge of, you know, not that long ago being in my exact same spot, you know, he really, you know, he understands. But he also, like, has that knowledge of how the game's shifting, how it's changing, and what he can do to bring that new age football kind of into Ohio State.
Now, so in San Antonio, you were there with a handful of fellow Ohio State, at that point, signees, guys like Devin Brown, guys like Keon Graves, George Fitzpatrick, Tegra Shibola. How valuable was it for you to be there with those guys that week? You're the one guy there that hadn't signed. So, you still had flexibility. You could change your mind. How important was it to get some extended time around those guys and just know that you fit in with them?
It was so important. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why I never even, like, changing never really crossed my mind after meeting those guys. Like, they're awesome. I mean, like, hanging out with, like, Fitzpatrick and meeting Devin Brown, who's an absolute stud, along with Keon. I mean, I guess we didn't really see like Kojo or Tegra or those guys just because like they're on the other team. But like to meet those guys and like talk with just like Keon on the sidelines, like how he came up and like saw my parents afterwards, I thought that was pretty cool. Just like meeting all those guys and like getting their experiences as well, like why they chose Ohio State. It's really important for me to like feel that kind of family bond and stuff like that going into a school where it's, really far away and you don't really like, I really don't know anybody. I don't really know much about Ohio. So to meet those guys who, some of them are from Ohio, it's cool to get that different friend groups and different like relationships to learn and stuff like that. So it really got me through all the changes and I really appreciate those guys being super welcoming and, taking me and stuff like that. And we got their group chat going, so that's all good.
Have you felt that sort of pressure in the last – I know for months you and I would talk, and every time I'd just check in and say, hey, how are you feeling? Could be this week. I could decide this week. It could be this week. And you said that, I think, for 4 months because I think you were genuinely that back and forth. Yeah. Getting this off of your chest in the last month, how much lighter do you feel?
Man, I could dunk easier. I'll tell you that. I mean, it was like, that was probably some of the most stressful stuff I've ever been through. I mean, I'm completely 100% like unbelievably blessed compared to some people that have worked this hard and never even got the opportunity. So I can't take any of it for granted. But it was a lot, man. A lot. I mean, the longer you kind of put it off. Or not put it off, but the longer you kind of think about it and go over it in your head, it just kind of like you kind of keep laying on the situation. Like I wrote down countless numbers of pros and cons lists and everything. And, I just really wanted to know the ins and outs and make sure we're really making the right decision if we really are going to leave the state. I just feel so much better. And it's so much nicer to like just be able to go, I'm just ready to get here instead of I don't know where I'm going to go. And like I'm nervous and like coaches are kind of putting pressure on you because they don't really know either. So I'm just glad that I can just say I'm done. I'm committed and ready to go down and get to work.
We talked about this briefly in San Antonio, but you mentioned to me, or I asked you if it made it easier that Billy Shrouth was heading to Notre Dame. And as I look at the Wisconsin football rankings for your class, 5 of the top 10 players in the state are offensive linemen and 4 of them are leaving the state. It's obviously not a normal thing, but how much more comfortable did that make it for you to say, hey, this may be the time for me to do that?
It really honestly did make me more comfortable. And like talking with him in San Antonio, like just kind of re-solidified that because I mean, me and him and I, coming from Wisconsin, we kind of have that same knowledge of like the kind of like that blue collar work ethic and stuff like that. Like we get to work pretty well, but just the chance to kind of be different and go and kind of write your own path and write your own story. I feel like that was what kind of spoke to both of us, along with like the chance to go compete with some guys that are going to consistently, make the runs for, national championship. I feel like that was pretty huge too for both of us. And just him to take that step seeing him take that step was really big for me just to like re-solidify like, man, I can leave the state. That's possible. So
there was a moment when Carson, when the Ohio State coaching staff kind of felt like maybe they had a shot at both you and Billy Shrouth in this class, which would have been certainly unusual considering how long it's been since a guy from Wisconsin has picked Ohio State. Here we are now. It's 2 days before signing day. Are you just anxious to get everything just done and put the pen to paper and throw that paper away and say, I'm done with this forever. And what do you do next? What do you do to now get ready from here to June when you enroll at Ohio State?
Yeah. So, I'm so excited to get ready to get put that, like you said, put that pen to paper. And as soon as I do that, I'm really hoping they send me my program, my workout program, because they can't do that until I sign. So I'm ready to get to work, you know, and get ready for those spring practices. I know they're going to be rough, but I'm so excited to get down there and go compete with those guys and try to make the team better and stuff like that. And I mean, the biggest thing right now is just preparation, you know, get ready for what it's going to be like, ready for the college life, get all the classes and stuff like that. All the academic stuff will kind of take care of the stuff, that kind of stuff. But mostly just kind of gain as much knowledge as I can. You know, anyone leaving the college, it's always kind of rough. But, yeah, just work out, get athletic, get big, and get ready to go compete pretty much.
How hard is that during basketball season for you? Because right now you're looking a little slighter than you were even when I saw you a month ago in San Antonio.
Yeah, I'm about, like, I think I just weighed in like 269 yesterday. So, yeah, I'm pretty light right now. But I know after basketball and just getting in the weight room and stuff like that, like, I'm still in the weight room right now, but, like, just to really, really get after in the weight room and start to pack on a little more weight. Like, I don't want to pack on, like, fatter than I pack because there's no point. But to get that weight, so then when I try to go against – like guys like JT, I'm not getting lifted up off the ground. So we're gonna do our best to prepare for that.
Has Coach Marotti at Ohio State given you an idea of what weight they want you to report at in June? Has that been discussed?
I know nothing like that. I mean, I think they're just kind of saying, you know, like we get your light. But we don't want you to start putting on weight just the sake of putting on weight, because then we're going to have to take it off you and put it back on ourselves. But like I said, like, I haven't really been able to, like, get at anything because I haven't officially committed yet. So excited to get that done Wednesday.
You know, last thing I'll let you get out of here, your commitment video, which was obviously pretty farm-based. I don't know if everyone's seen that who's watching or listening to this, but you should look up Carson Hensman's Twitter account and watch it. It reminded me that you would be very good friends with Cade Stover eventually, who is one of Ohio State's tight end / linebackers. Did you get a chance to talk to Cade at all on your official visit or other visits? Because if you haven't, I want to make sure that I send you Cade's phone number so you guys can link up. Cade is his family has a big farm, and they're, like, into, like, Angus and stuff. And his commitment video was him on a tractor too. So it was kind of fun.
Yeah. No, I met him. Down there, is pretty cool talking to him, like, because, like, me, him, Josh Fryer, and, like, Luke Whipler, and, like, Paris Johnson, and all the guys. So it was cool to meet all those guys, but, like, just had the connection with them right away. It was pretty special. So it's just cool to, like again, kind of see that, like, connection, that going to a bigger school and, like, knowing that people that go to Ohio come from everywhere. It was cool to, like, see that connection from people that you have no idea who they are, or they have no idea who you are, kind of thing. So that was pretty cool.
What's next? You get to Ohio State for the spring game in April, and will that be the next visit to Ohio State? I know some of the signees that aren't on campus are trying to make their way in and out of town.
I mean, it's a little bit of a trek to get down there just to hang out, but yeah, I mean, hopefully. I want to be down there as much as I can. I mean, I guess we'll see. I mean, hopefully spring break opens up a little bit so we can get down there just for a visit. Just kind of see spring practices and how they're going. But excited to do whatever I can really get down there.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on everything in the last year plus, especially since we've been covering you at Ohio State and Letterman Row. But, you know, now it's over. Take a deep breath and, you know, we'll – get that official statement on Wednesday and wish you congratulations from everyone who is interested in Ohio State football. So thanks again, Carson. That's Carson Hensman. He is Ohio State's 2022 signee eventually from Wisconsin. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been LettermanRow.com. Thanks for watching.